Welcome to Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics, the podcast we know you have been waiting for. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Discussing Rhythmic Gymnastics. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Christina. Hello.
Today we thought we'd like to discuss our favorite group routines of all time. I think this is a difficult question because there are so many, many really great routines. Group routines I always like to watch and I really enjoy it. And recently, I think there has been kind of a lot of pressure to give your routine a theme and have it be this great performance. Whereas in the past, there was just the theme of a dramatic music in the background and the gymnasts were just doing whatever they wanted. You could exchange the music. And I think in my list of great routines, there are some exceptions from this. Mm-hmm. I'll start.
I would like to add something here first.
Yeah.
Because I would absolutely agree on that. When you look back at Olympic routines from Athens 2004, it's just as you said, there was no specific topic or issue. They just picked a music and created a routine that goes along with it. And I'm always a fan of, we really like that music. Let's just create a routine without any bigger motives. So that's perfectly fine. But of course, it's so much more creative if you have a theme, if you have a topic and create a routine accordingly that's based on the music. So yeah. I think creativity wise for the routines, it's gotten up, but it's also much more difficult if you have to pick an issue, a topic that you want to present with your routine. So if you just want to go along with the music, that's a lot easier. But if you have that idea that you're we really should perform this, it's just great and gives you the chance to have a let out for your creativity,
I think the first time this all changed was when there were lyrics allowed in the music.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
This broadened the choices of music you could choose for your routine. So one of them is an all-time favorite of mine, and actually a routine where I watched it for the first time and thought, I don't know about this, and then later on it was my favorite, and I'm talking about Ukraine 2013, Two Ribbons and Three Balls to the song Sweet Dreams by Eurythmics.
Yeah, that was incredible. I remember we were sitting probably at the kitchen table after our own training session, coming home from training and switching on the live stream, and that routine was on. And they had the long legs in their outfits, right? In their leotards, and it was a bit off-putting, mostly violet, lilac, some kind of thing, like the stark, lilac color.
Yeah, I mean, this could be just one competition where I got the video from. They were all black leotards.
Oh, they're all black leotards, but they had the long legs, right?
Yeah, and kind of red and orange apparatuses. So the balls looked kind of orange.
Okay,
I could be wrong, but this was just this particular competition.
Yeah, I remember the one from Kiev in 2013 when the World Championships were held in Ukraine. So they had, I vaguely remember them having this purplish outfit with neon yellow balls and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was, the music was incredible. It was just, like you said, after they changed the code of points after 2012, the London Olympics, they were allowed to have lyrics. And it was it was revolutionary for the time. Yeah. It was just whoa, you were blown away. It was imaginative. It was creative. They brought a whole new I want to say swag, but it's not what it actually is. But they were just like going along with it and really getting into the groove.
And what they took into consideration, like for creating this routine, the remix of the song Sweet Dreams is like with a tango in the middle. And like the melody, the Leos, the apparatuses, it all fits perfectly together, like like black and red is kind of the tango colors. And I remember the first time I've noticed like that it was a different style. It wasn't typical or usual. And at first I wasn't a fan because the song itself never did anything for me. But from now on and forevermore, this will be like a favorite song of mine. Every time it comes on, I'm remembered of this routine because it's just, oh my God, the way they performed and hit every accent and had this genius and
they,
choreography.
They were not afraid. They were not afraid to use their hips. And that's what I, what was like a first. Yeah, they're really shaking their hips and moving along with a
kind
flowy
of sexy
version. They had a real modern beat to it. None of the classical music. It was just modern. It was cool. It was just so damn cool. That what it was. Yeah.
My favorite part in the routine is actually when the music changes to that like tango version of the song. And they have a little partnering move where two of the girls hold another two of the girls like at their neck. And they kind of bend back and do the steps and times of the music all tango-y. It's so genius. Like, I get goosebumps and
yeah, and again, I know I've said this before, if not on the podcast, at least to you many times, and I will say it throughout this whole podcast so many more times. When do you know that a choreography is good? It's good if you want to jump onto the carpet with them and perform alongside with them. Doesn't matter if it's a carpet, doesn't matter if it's rhythmic gymnastic, if it's ballroom dancing, if it's hip hop. If you want to jump onto the stage with the group, with the person who's performing and perform alongside them, then you know it's good. And it's very subjective, obviously, but still, that's my personal number one criteria for how do you know a choreography is good.
I have the last sentence in my notes is, in general, it makes you want to join the carpet.
Exactly.
But I think for me, a routine could also just make you cry and get goosebumps all over your body. This is like the other occasion where I think it's amazing. I don't necessarily want to join, but the feels, you know?
It gives you all the feels, yeah.
Yeah. So this one like will forever be a favorite. And in general, the Ukrainian team, I think, hasn't ever disappointed me with their routines.
Very unfortunately, they have some mistakes or their routines don't turn out flawless. But the choreography is always on fire. The girls are always on fire. Yeah, and they always, I have the feeling like they stand behind it. Like they were all involved in the decision making for the choreography. At least that's how they transport it. Like they're all perfectly convinced, like, that's what we're doing. That's our routine. Let's go get it. Yeah. That's what they're portraying. All right, so
when we're talking about I had another routine from Ukraine. Should I just link them together?
Continue with Ukraine. then move on.
Yeah, because I think maybe it is a fan favorite. Their Vogue routine from 2016, from the Rio Olympics with two hoops and six cups. Which is, I think, the most amazing piece of art ever to be shown in a rhythmic gymnastics competition. I made a little of a deep dive yesterday when looking at this routine. And I watched the original Madonna music video for Vogue. And I noticed several things. So they wear black leotards for this routine, and it's kind of like a top and a skirt with mesh in between, and black tights, and silver Swarovskis all over the leotard.
And that's Madonna's outfit, right? In the video.
Well, it's like a combination of every outfit she wears in that music video.
Mm-hmm.
It's not one specific, but you notice the details from like she wears like a dress with a sparkly back. It's mm-hmm. like a neck holder, and in her back there are these like shiny rhinestones. Mm-hmm. And the cut of the leotard
probably diamonds.
Is that in that shape in the back? It's just black, mm-hmm. but it has the same shape. Then she wears suits and ties. All the guys wear ties. Mm-hmm. And this is a little detail on the leotard in the front. And yeah, she wears a black dress and has lace details. And mm-hmm. like this attention to detail, it just gets me every time. It's amazing. And in addition to that,
you can watch it 5 times and still find something new. Yeah.
In addition to that, they have perfect execution of the Vogue steps, like mm-hmm. the original dance style. And I remember back then they shared on social media videos of them practicing together and having mm-hmm. special workshops, mm-hmm. especially to learn how to move like in a Vogue way. And I remember Victoria Mazur and Anna Risadinova joined them as well, because it makes it all look effortless what you do. It's just
exactly
the kind of moving your arms like they are jelly. It's
And it lets you just admire the dedication they take. They're running the extra mile. They're hiring a professional from that type of dance specifically to nail it on their own. And that's so much effort and as I said, dedication to really make this routine perfect.
And like the synchronized kind of dance steps are my favorite favorite part of that routine. It all seems so perfectly on time, which is hard in rhythmics to hit every accent. Like
mm-hmm.
you mm-hmm. have every second there has to be happening something, but they manage it to make it fit to this to this great song, and it's just, a favorite.
Then, you mentioning the 2016 Rio Olympics is a perfect connection to one of my favorite routines. I chose the Spanish group with 5 ribbons, and they were so incredible. I remember watching this late at night via live stream. And first of all, I love the leotards. It's just feathery with this neon yellow, green, blue and pinkish samba outfit printed mm-hmm. on mostly skin-colored mesh. Not too much. Well, a lot of glitter, obviously, but not too much. And the one thought that was running through my mind when like they start off with a slow music and then it changes to a faster samba rhythm, and I thought, wow, the Spanish girls need to come to Brazil to teach everybody how to samba. That's always what I'm thinking, because they of course there are probably Brazilians who know how to samba even better. Definitely.
We'll talk about
that later. I
don't want
to question that. But it was just incredible. And the crowd went wild. And it just like, they're so synchronized. And it was so perfectly executed. And they have this part where they combine the, not combine, where they span their ribbons and use it to kind of throw back a third ribbon mm-hmm. somewhere in the middle, and it's in with a part of music that's kind of a bit more quiet, and then just has like this drum accents, and the mm-hmm. ribbons are thrown back like right on the accents, and it's so perfectly executed. And in my opinion, they should have won. They only got mm-hmm. the silver medal this year, and I followed them on social media a bit earlier, and they had they were like really dedicated. They were like, we want to win, because mm-hmm. The Spanish national team was, when the group competition was first introduced into the Olympic Games in 1996 in Atlanta, they were the first ones to win.
Mm-hmm.
So they won gold in 1996. And they were like, okay, we're 20 years later, we want to go there again.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they missed. But in my opinion, they deserved to win because it was perfect. It was great. Everything was on point. The music makes you want to samba all night long through the streets of Rio. So everything about this exercise, about this routine, was just perfection. And they had, it looked like they had so much joy. I mean, it was all about the joy and not about the, okay, it needs to be done perfectly and we're going to win the gold. It was about, this is our chance. We have one time to make this matter. Let's go for it and make the most of it. And it's just, yeah, it was just amazing. Incredible.
And
routine.
to do it with five ribbons, which I think is a really, really hard.
Exactly.
Apparatus to have like five times. Just imagine what can go wrong. And the execution was so great. Oh, I just watched the part where they pull one ribbon back with all the other ribbons.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, that is just incredible. That's the moment. Yeah. And of course, when you go to Rio, of course, you're going to choose a summer music, a summer routine. Yeah, yeah, of course, you're going to do that.
They weren't the only ones. Yeah.
But they did it best, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, it really is a joy to watch. I think the Spanish team in general,
they're always great.
They rarely disappoint. So
absolutely.
Great. When we're talking about Spain, I picked out a junior routine. Because I know it is a favorite of yours too. This year's junior routine with five balls from Spain. I can't believe they pulled this. it is so amazing. It is a remix of the musical Chicago.
I haven't even seen this one yet. How can this be?
I thought you were telling me the Spanish juniors are so great on the
junior groups.
Okay.
With five balls, you said?
Yeah. Please watch it and then I can tell you about it because...
Okay. I'm going to watch it. Awesome choreography. Oh my gosh. I love it already. Ah, the fever snap. Oh gosh. Ah!
To listen
everything
to you
about
that.
This is amazing. Yes, swivel along, girls. Oh, it makes you want to snap along.
It's just amazing, this choreography. I can't wrap my head around it.
So last year I did a Chicago routine, a tiny show number with two other girls. But it's so far from what they're doing. Yes, hit those accents. Damn it, that was so awesome. Oh my gosh, how did I miss this? It's incredible.
I really thought I talked to you about this already.
Mm-mm. No, so, because I didn't follow the junior championships this year because, well, lack of time. But
I just watched the finals as well. But this one, like, stuck out. It just amazed me. Because
definitely.
Well, for everyone who doesn't already know, it's like a medley of the overture. How do you say that in English?
The overture.
The overture. then and all that jazz and the cell block tango. These are like the most dominant themes.
Yeah, and the last song, what's it called? Nowadays, the Hot Honey Rag. That's also in there.
Yeah, and When You're Good to Mama is also in there at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Well, it's just a great cut, and there's silver sparkly outfits and the red balls, which like pick up the theme of like a 20s outfit with red lipstick. Well,
it's I would just have just imagined they're a bit young. I mean, is this an appropriate theme for a junior group? Maybe, but of course they pull it off, and they're not kids anymore. I mean, they're 14, 15, so it's fine.
Yeah. And what I think they did really well was like the apparatus exchanges in kind of like a domino effect, which represented absolutely. Also the echoes of the lead vocals. And it looks just like a Broadway performance. The only thing that would be missing is the singing. And
I
also wrote down
phenomenal.
It's a bit sexy for a junior routine, but. Why not? if you executed this well, why
exactly. not? Exactly. And it's not too sexualized. I mean, not at all. It's absolutely fine. I mean, they have their swivels and their accents, but it's not too much. Definitely not. And it's just incredible. I mean, that's why I love the Spanish team so much. They just have we often don't know what's going on behind, well, let's say closed curtains. But there was a couple of years ago, they did that from the Real Federación de Gimnasia Española, Royal Federation of Gymnastics in Spain. They had like this promotion video, and they showed all these training moments, and like when you fall down, like also in artistic gymnastics and trampolining, like the blood on the hands after going on bars, and injuries and coming back, doing rehab and physical therapy and stuff. And they had this voiceover that said in Spanish, of course, but it was just phrased so beautifully. They had it like, you're going through this and so much pain and so much work, and you want to stop and you want to quit, and then you step on the carpet and you perform, and then it says at the end, it was phrased like, you jump off and you're flying. It said like something like, because you realized you have wings. And in Spanish, it just sounds so much more beautiful. It's just like, y hueles y sabes que yo tengo alas, algo así. Something like that. And it's just like, we should put a link to that promotional video on there. I'll look it up, I'll send it to you. It's just, and this is like, okay, you know what they're doing. It's just so emotional, and they realize it's not just a hardcore sport, every sort of gymnastics, it's also an art form, and people do it out of passion. So I believe the Royal Federation of Gymnastics in Spain, they know what they're doing, and they're behind all that with a lot of passion, a lot of fire. They're very invested. So that promotional video just gets me every time. I want to cry at the end because it's just so beautiful.
We talked about this already, in the sense of we saw it at the World Championships in Valencia, that the crowd and the population of Spain is really supportive of the gymnasts, and you don't have this kind of support and acceleration in every country. This is very special.
Even for non-performing sports like badminton. They had like a badminton. I don't remember her name. She was called Carolina something. She was an international badminton star, and she was all over the press. Do you know any German badminton star? No, probably not, because any other sports except for football and, I don't know, maybe basketball since we won the World Championships.
Did you just call it football?
Get any attention.
Are we talking American or English, or British English now?
If I say football, I mean normal football. If I mean American football, I'd say American football. They're the ones who invented it later. It's American football. It's just normal football. I'm not going to call it soccer. I'm not American.
I'm just teasing you. I'm just teasing you because we have a few listeners from the US. So,
okay. Sorry, just... United States. You didn't come in first. If I'm talking about American football, I'll call it American football. Yeah, for normal football, we don't need helmets and extra, I don't know, protective gear. Yeah, we just need some normal kicking shoes and grass it is.
I have a little intervention to do here because it fits like theme-wise. And I know not all of our listeners are like Swifties, but...
Oh, yeah. I knew you were going to get into this.
Have you seen the videos of like guys who are like perplexed of their girlfriend saying like, well, Taylor Swift puts Travis Kelce on the map.
Travis Kelce on the map, like, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Just a reminder for the rest of the world. Until Taylor Swift started dating Travis Kelce, I've never heard of him. And I was just like popped up on my YouTube screen that he did SNL. And I was like, what? He was famous in the US before he started dating Taylor Swift. He is presumably has a podcast as well. And in America, he's kind of a famous guy. But for the rest of the world, dear friends from the United States of America, Travis Kelce has been an unknown identity up to this point until Taylor Swift put him on the map. Yeah, let's just say this. Or did you want to add anything to that?
No, I just wanted to enjoy the feeling of guys being like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
It's just great.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the oblivion, the oblivious reaction to not knowing how big of a star Taylor Swift is and how little American football actually matters, especially in the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I mean, they call, like, when they win the Super Bowl, which is just like the championships of the American Football League, like, when they win that, they call themselves world champions. And I'm like, you're the only ones participating. But all right, feel free to do that.
Yeah, but I mean, of course, the fandom of American football is also growing, but not as much as the Taylor Swift fandom.
Okay, yeah. All right, should we return to our groups?
Yeah, tell me about your next routine.
Okay, so this is a very current one that was also performed in the World Championships in Valencia. And it's... I believe one of my favorite routines, creativity-wise, it's also got great music. It's Italy, La Farfalle, with two balls and three ribbons, performing pretty much a whole set of Olympic sports within their own routine. I mean, come on, how creative is this? Beginning with the starting pose, that's like referring to the ancient Greek with their original, I don't know how many sports there were, five, I don't know.
Yeah,
like throwing a discus, running and throwing a spear or whatever, high jump. They start off like performing the high jumps or the hurdle running. They have volleyball in there. They have like basketball in there.
Soccer.
They included soccer. They included synchronized swimming.
Women.
Come on.
Yeah, I
lying
love
on
this
their
part.
Backs and moving their legs, typically in the way of synchronized swimmers. They had like archery in there. So it was just in like the whole routine is so imaginative, so creative to combine it all in there. I even once saw, I believe it was on Instagram, a video that like put down the sport over the video, like the moment it happened. So you were able to follow along because you have to watch a routine several times to see what's happening all at once. Yeah. And Italian team also very great fandom behind it. it's just so imaginative and so creative to come up with that perfectly in time on their way to Paris to like refer to the Olympic Games. It's just, yeah. And the they switched up their leotards from 22 to 23. And they have this Greek like pattern now on their leotards, also referring to the original Olympic Games. It's just so, I mean, whoever did this choreography, it's incredible.
Yeah, I think we have talked about this before on the podcast, that you have to watch this routine several times to get everything that is like put in there, all the Easter eggs. And I have the feeling, I mean, they have this routine like for several years now, have had this routine for, last several years now. But I don't know, it feels like we have had it forever. And it's not getting old. Like every competition, I like am excited. Yeah. Oh yeah, now Italy is performing this routine. It's
Honestly, I really hope they perform it in Paris, because there's no better place to perform it than in the Olympic Games.
Yeah.
I mean, they can come up with something new for, I don't know, what's it going to be? Is it five hoops?
The other, apparatus,
The other routine is five hoops. They can come up with something new, but they should keep this at least for next year. Please, 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 Italian group.
And to be able to perfect this and to put even more difficulty into this. Like, it has so much potential.
I mean, if they pull this off perfectly with adding even a bit more difficulty, they deserve to win just for doing this routine. Yeah. I mean, I'm kind of, it's a shame that they don't have individual
I was going to say that.
Routine. I mean, of course, it would take even longer. I mean, they could just award like three medals instead of just one, without having to go through the additional
final, all over again. Rotation.
But still, it's just incredible. They definitely deserved it just for putting on this routine.
Yes. So my next routine on the list was Bulgaria from 2015 with two hoops and six claps. And they performed to a remix of the opening number of The Lion King. And I think I remember that you were the one who told me about that routine. Because
I was like, you need to watch this. It's so great.
Yeah, because it has kind of samba vibes in between, and they wear this bright yellowish and purple leotards with similar apparatus, and it's just also a perfect piece of art, because the music and the choreography match so well. They make really good use of the accents in the music. The style of the dance steps in general, they fit, and it made me actually think of Boriana Kalein in some aspects, like the way of moving, like some steps look like they don't care if it looks ugly because it fits to the music.
And I know exactly what you mean with the comparison to Boriana Kalein, because she is like, she has this kind of modern dance style where you have impulses coming from the inside of your upper body, like radiating through the rest of your body, like either your head or your arms. Or
like you can't control it because it is so strong inside of you. It's just, it has to come out. And
exactly.
It's just what that music requires. And I think it's very bold. And they have this great scene where one gymnast is on her knees and hands, like on all fours, and another gymnast steps on her back and gives this roar, like a lion, you know?
It's like, yes, go for it!
And they had a really great unique apparatus skill, where they were holding the clubs vertically over their head, and catching the hoop with it and just rotating or let it circle around the club several times, which is making really great use of the combination of these apparatuses.
Exactly.
You don't have this combination every year. You have to be creative what you can create with it. And I think hoops and clubs, at first I thought, like, what could you do? Like, it doesn't really match, but it matches perfectly if you execute it like this. It is, again, a choreography where you want to jump on the carpet and perform with them, because they have, I think they have the ability to like give you the spark they have inside to really get
and,
it across.
And what you said about the apparatus combination, I imagine them, like, their trainer coming in and is like, okay, we got the info, new routine, 3 hoops, 4 clubs, go, try out, do whatever comes to mind. And then them just, like, playing around and seeing what is possible, what you can do with the things with the apparatuses, without, like, really thinking about choreography and just playing along. That's at,
like,
least that's how
can
I
you
imagine.
Throw one apparatus with the other apparatus. How precise can you do it? And so they are creating the things they want to include. And also to be aware of how many points do you get for something like that. Like, I think this is, this requires a deep dive into Code of Points. But it's just, I really enjoy seeing new things. Like, where you see, okay, they really had kind of a workshop, a brainstorming or something, where they create these genius moves.
Yeah, and dear listeners, if you form part of a group and if you get to create new routines, let us know what the process is. Do you hire a choreographer straight away? Do you get to play around on your own for a bit? Do you get to throw in your own ideas in the mix? So we've only ever, like, performed show numbers for Christmas parties with our group. we never performed in any competitions, so we only did it just a tiny bit for show. So what's the process there? How do you challenge new or unusual apparatuses combinations? Please write in, leave comments on our Instagram page. Can you tell us the handle again, Sophia?
It's discussing.rg.podcast.
Exactly. Please write in, let us know, so we can let the world of rhythmic gymnastics and the fandom know how the process goes.
On the topic of writing in, I made a story last night on our Instagram account, and I asked you what your favorite group routines were, like, ever. And we got a few answers, one of the routines that was named, I actually, like, had in the back of my mind. So we are talking about this quickly. Christina, look up Brazil 5 hoops from 2021.
Yes.
23, I'm sorry.
Yeah, the last one from the World Championships in Valencia.
Yeah.
With an incredible score of 34.9. I mean, come on. That's so high. Even, I mean, especially for Brazil, when you imagine that they haven't been on the map, like, 8 years ago, and now they're, like, running with it and are going crazy. I mean, Rio gave them a real boost, especially for the rhythmic gymnastics, so I love that for them. Okay, I'm going to play it and we'll react live to it, what we think about that routine. Love the music right away.
I mean,
Whitney Houston, how can you not? The audience clapping along right away. Oh, great jump through the hoop there. Great arrangement for the music. Yes, hit the turns right on the beat. It's incredible. And all of them are just smiling all the time.
Yeah, I really like that they included, like, the samba rhythm in the mix.
Yeah. One of them missed one there, but still, it's just such a great routine. And I mean, how awesome is it to perform in front of such a crowd? Dance yeah. moves are classic 80s dance moves.
The crowd went wild on this one.
Yes. Oh, and lift off. It's creating a tiny disco ball on the floor. It's just so yeah. cool.
And then they just...
And it makes you want to sing along because everybody knows the lyrics. So
yes.
And it doesn't matter that they're not from Spain. The crowd goes wild for them if they hit their different throws and catches. It's just yeah. so amazing. Yeah. Underlying samba beat. Perfect. And throw them off. Oh, I love the crowd performing along with the gymnasts. It's so incredible. Yes, that's such a great throw with the front walk over. So whoever sent that in, I can understand why you love this routine.
Yeah, it is the Instagram account Rhythmic Supremacy. I really like the posts on that Instagram. So thank you for mentioning that routine, because I really enjoyed watching it again. And it's just a
you
really...
You tend to forget it because there's so many great routines coming in. And this one is just a crowd favorite.
Yeah, it is. And I also, like, I really thought hard yesterday about what routines, like, stuck out for me. And it's just, it's too many. If you follow the sport for so many years, you can't remember everything. And I just picked those who, like, burned themselves into my brain. But, of course, there were so many other routines where I would say, oh, my God, this was amazing. And this is maybe one of them, because I maybe saw it once. It's just such a fresh routine. But it really deserved, like, the reaction the audience was giving them. It was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. So that made me just remember there is this one routine from, I believe it is Japan, from, it might be 2004 or even from the year 2000, from the Olympic Games. And they were doing a five ropes routine. That was when ropes were still in the mix. And they had this incredible ending where they were all lying in a kind of circle on the floor, and they covered one of the girls standing in the middle, and they were rotating their legs and kind of folded the girl standing in the middle in.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember the routine or the year. There's one that's just like without sound running in the background of my laptop. I'm trying to find it again, because I believe it was, they performed that in the Olympic Games once, and it's just one of those, it was just one moment, but it's stuck in my head.
Maybe one of our listeners remembers which routine
remembers
that was, and from
or
when.
We can manage to look it up later, but not right now. But if you remember, please let us know right away. And we can rewatch that one again.
Yeah. So we had another contribution. Flora told us that her favorite routine was the Hungary Juniors ball from 2023. And she wrote the Harry Potter one. So
I haven't seen that one, especially since we are pretty much the biggest Potterheads, like at least around in our circle. Do you know a bigger fan?
No, I don't think so. I mean, in the last few years, I've grown quite critical to certain aspects of Harry Potter or around that topic, but just the feeling the story creates in me, it's just, I hold it so dearly in my
everything
heart.
Everything about the Harry Potter story is just, I think, still amazing, no matter what.
I'm very excited, because I didn't know about this routine. And we are watching it together now for the first time. Maybe we try to synchronize it a bit.
Yeah, already love the leotards. And the music. Oh, nicely done. And the facial expressions that go along with it.
Greatly synchronized. And I mean, these Leos.
Very synchronized. Oh, they have like a puppeteer doll effect thingy going on with their dance moves. And of course, the music is so great.
Mm-hmm.
Props to John Williams. Oh, even including the McGonagall sounds. And yes, the fireworks!
I did a Hooper team to that one. It's the best music of the Harry Potter franchise. I love this one.
It's such a great song.
I'm just grinning at the screen right now.
Oh, and the bell. Okay, what's happening now? Okay. I don't know how to react because I'm not a fan of that thing that's happening there. That was a very hard break. Does that have anything to do with Harry Potter?
The choreography is actually genius, I think. Really original.
I mean, there are great Harry Potter remixes out there. Why use this song? I mean, great performance. The turns were incredible. Oh, and that was also nicely done. And all three together, yes. Oh, what a shame. They started off so beautifully. Okay. Turned out I'm quite disappointed at about the end. How did that make you feel?
Yeah, well, I don't really know. I don't think that it damages the overall pleasure that routine brought me. But, I mean, it is an interesting choice to make such a cut and to, like, demonstrate a completely different genre. Like, completely.
Yeah. I mean, it's not about the genre. It's about, I mean, you could have used like a Harry Potter music remix in that style. Why would you pick a completely different song?
Yeah, I don't know.
What was that supposed to do?
Like, the song maybe like has a connection on the like school outfit
topic
aspect.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, come on. If you want to do something about school, you don't just use Harry Potter for that. I imagine they would put on like a bit more levitating stuff, you know, like making apparatuses or girls seem flowing through the air. I mean,
yeah, but I think the Harry Potter routines we already got are like those majestic, flowy type of routines, like to Hedwig's theme mainly, which they included at the beginning. But I was really happy that they had the fireworks in there because most underappreciated Harry Potter soundtrack.
Yeah, so I mean, it was kind of this fun schoolgirly type of thing, and they had this marionette puppeteer kind of facial expressions and dance moves going on. I mean, it's a choice you can make, not the one I would have made, but still. I mean, execution is fantastic. They're great girls, definitely. Really highly skilled. But the break, that kind of was disappointing for me.
Yeah, so...
should we do one more?
Yeah, we'll do another one. I don't know how to pronounce the name, but Jen something. Suggested China Clubs and Hoop from 2021.
Oh yeah, there I have it. Love the shimmery, dragony outfits. Oh, great starting pose. Very high energy right from the beginning.
Yeah.
Lots going on there right away. Sounds like traditional Chinese music to me. And then we get a bit more beat action into that.
Yeah. This is one of these routines where I don't know where to look. Wow, very hard rocky.
Incredible synchronization. Oh yeah, I love that one. Throwing them down with the hoop. Beautiful. There's so much going on all at the same time, I don't even know where to look.
Yeah.
So many exchanges going on there.
And a lot of like acrobatics.
And again, it's one of these routines that just have as a topic, well, their national style of music with a modern twist and creating a very elaborate choreography to that. I wouldn't want to be a judge on that one because there's so much going on.
Wow.
Oh, nice lift.
Yeah, I like that one too.
Oh, beautiful lift at the end. And one more.
Oh, amazing.
Ah, that was incredible. Okay, incredible and amazing routine. So much going on. You could watch that 10 times and still find new things that were going on.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just amazed I haven't seen this before because this is really good. I mean, they're well-deserved. Their medal this year's at this year's World Championships was absolutely well-deserved because they are just immaculate. I mean, they're
very precise
and perfection.
Yeah, like the word perfection fits in this case because like the execution, like where will you find anything to deduct? It's really good. But in general, this kind of music just, I mean, of course it's like what you said, the traditional music with a modern twist. It's just not something where I would say like, oh my god, I need to see this again, because like for my excitement it doesn't do really that much.
Yeah.
Just a personal preference.
I would watch the I would watch the routine again.
Yeah.
Just because I want to discover what they're doing. I mean I had fun, but it's not a music or a routine that's going to stick in my head.
But I think it's also
incredibly performed.
It's also because of like the rock genre isn't something I prefer in a gymnastics routine. I think it was a really good cut of the music to combine this.
Yeah.
It wouldn't like in my favorite top five or something.
Yeah. Yeah, probably not. By the way, if you, we both noticed that if music isn't well cut, because it sometimes kind of, it hurts my ears if it's like a well-known song and then the cut is like, it cuts like the beat in half somewhere and it's just like not well done. And I'm like, but take the second off. Then it's just not 90 seconds, but just 89 or 988 seconds. That'll be better than having like a bad cut of the music just to hit the 90 seconds. So
so thank you to everyone who participated and shared their favorite routines. We couldn't go through everything, but I think maybe we have time for that in another episode. And if you have like a special topic or an idea what we should talk about, please let us know as well on our Instagram, discussing.rg.podcast. and let your friends know. We are very happy that quite a lot of you already subscribed on Spotify to our podcast, and we hope to deliver regular episodes to you to enjoy, and have a great time talking or hearing about rhythmic gymnastics.
Yeah, and don't forget, this podcast is supposed to live on interaction with the fans, with the lovers of the sport. So don't hesitate to write in, to leave comments, to express your wishes, or even criticism if you have anything that we can do better. So please let us know, and thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you everybody, and don't forget to point your toes. Bye.
Bye-bye.
We'd like to say a special thank you to Mona for creating our amazing cover art, and to Jenny for sparking our passion for rhythmic gymnastics.